This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
You wouldn't believe who's sitting together last night at the end of the game. That coming up in a moment, but first, Jonathan Peterlin, he's sitting by himself hosting our post-game playoff shows against the Orlando Magic. We might only have two more of those. Our entire station is also gearing up for the NFL Draft. Download the Odyssey app today, which is absolutely free to listen to our coverage on your smart speakers or on the go, whenever and wherever you are.
Or even if you're standing still,
would you like to go to the mall? Are you going to the mall? Sounded so weird. Did you see Rich Paul and Dan Gilbert were sitting with each other yesterday?
I did.
And the Lakers gave up a 20-point lead. And Jamal Murray hit the game winner over Anthony Davis. Speaking of spilling into seats, did you see he spilled into the Denver bench?
Oh, yeah.
While they were celebrating the game-winning shot.
That one hurts.
Which I'm like, man, that's an extra insult. And people started putting two and two together. Now, to pour a little bit of cold water on this, LeBron is not Rich Paul's only client, and he certainly doesn't he have two players on the Cavs?
I think he has at least two. I have to look.
Darius Garland is a client.
Yes. Right?
Yeah. Okay, and Tristan Thompson
is
definitely a client.
Tristan is still a client, right?
Yeah. So,
I mean, he has Draymond. He has...
He's not just the president. He's also a client.
This is where I still... Well done. This is where I still love the internet. That was some good... Good old-fashioned drawing conclusions there when that internet photo goes around where Rich Paul's with Dan Gilbert after that game, and then all of a sudden, yeah, they lost a 20-point lead, and they lost to Denver, and it looks like that might be a dagger. Feels very 2018 right there. Like, okay, that's enough of that. Bye-bye.
Isn't it amazing how we take things such as the letter, and we extrapolate from that, oh, no one's ever going to want to play for Dan again. And Dan Gilbert's never going to accept any Rich Paul's clients again. And there they are. They're just two businessmen sitting courtside.
Business is business. Like, I'll tell you, though, that Matt Ishbia stuff, boy, that seems about as personal as it can get.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if we're ever going to be making a trade with the Suns. You watch. We'll make a trade with the Suns this offseason or something like that and, you know, whatever. But, God.
Well, they'd probably argue that we would want to make a trade with the Suns because we'd want to bloody them in a trade that we feel so good about that trade that we would that's the argument you would make, right? You'd power your GM to do that.
Yeah, I guess you would in that case. I'm picking the Guardians tonight. You know why?
Why is that?
Couple of specific reasons. They're welcoming in the Boston Red Sox, as you know, who I believe swept the Pittsburgh Pirates over the weekend in Pittsburgh. I would imagine. Can you bus at all in Major League Baseball, or do you have to take a plane? Did they bus here? Because Sunday they had a day off. Either way, I think they were chasing...
You think the Red Sox from Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, it's not worth getting on
close.
A plane and putting all the equipment on and all that stuff. Like, can't you just take a bus? Or is it just like, no, that's for the minor leagues. We are not busing anywhere in Major League Baseball. I don't know how that works. Because I know the Browns go to Pittsburgh on a bus.
Yeah.
Because it's like...
But it's every year you're doing that.
Yeah. It's a two-hour thing. It doesn't take much and... Again, there's a lot of equipment.
You're saying, how many times have the Red Sox went from Pittsburgh to Cleveland? This might be the first time.
It's true, but, I mean, the Pirates have come here. I'm sure other teams have come here now with interleague play on a road. I just don't know if they either way. They've had more time to enjoy Cleveland. There was a playoff game last night. I wonder if they hit the bars.
Oh, there you go.
I wonder if they hit our bars.
Yeah,
I know
it makes sense,
where
right?
Where were Nick and Dustin at yesterday?
Harry Buffalo.
They were at Harry
Buffalo.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be surprised if I saw Devers in there. Wouldn't be surprised if I saw him tonight. Is Tanner Houck going to throw a complete game?
Yeah, I mean,
shut
he
out
was,
like he did the other night.
He was
Cleveland?
Outstanding yes. when he took us on last time. He
got the game done in an hour and 49 mm-hmm. minutes. Is he going to be able to do that again? Two times
I
in
like
a row?
Your way of thinking.
Yeah, I'm taking the Gardos tonight.
And I thought Lively showed some good stuff in that matchup.
Yeah, I'm taking the Gardos. How do you like that? Yeah. All right, Mitch, what you got?
Real quick, teams can travel by bus if it's under 200 miles, but then they have to fly everywhere else. So this is a clip.
Oh, that's a good rule. Did you just look that up?
Yeah, it's from the CBA.
Well done.
Thank
wow,
you.
Wow, you were able to pick through the whole CBA that quickly.
The entire thing. So we have this clip here from
Mr.
yesterday's
Ohio baseball for nothing.
Mitch, exactly. Please. Mitch, please. Here we go.
Yesterday's Yankees A's game. Two batters in. Aaron Boone and the umpire for the game, whose name is on the list here, Hunter Wendelstedt, had these interactions out after the first batter of the game. Checked his swing on a hit by pitch. They thought he went around. The umpire didn't. So then this exchange, the crescendo of this exchange.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Happens when Aaron Boone's mouth is closed. You can see it on television. Here's the exchange via Yes Network.
The first base umpire you saw making
guess
that
what?
Call.
You're not yelling at me. I did what I'm supposed to do and check. I'm going to get hit by the pitch. You got anything else to say? You're gone.
Okay? Oh, okay, Hunter. Well, you know what? Wow. We're not going to need a John Boy breakdown of that one. We got a very clear.
Aaron,
well, there you go. And now Aaron's saying, I didn't say anything. Aaron's saying, hold on a second. I didn't say a word.
Hey, I need you up here. I did not say a word. I did not say anything, Hunter. Oh, okay. I did not say a.
So that audio courtesy of what? Yes?
Yes.
So you got that audio? You can't find the Myles Garrett, Mason Rudolph audio? Okay. Regular season baseball game, couldn't find a Thursday night football game?
Okay. I can't believe that aired live.
All right.
I would have thought that would have jeopardized sorts of licenses.
He dropped an F-bomb, and they immediately...
They finally cut the mics
Yeah,
off,
they yeah. cut that mic right off, which probably so. I mean, baseball players cuss as much as just about anybody out there. If you see Mitch, great find here. If you see the Zapruder film of it, they zoom in on the fan who did. The fan absolutely got Aaron Boone thrown out.
Yeah.
And he heard the fan over top of Aaron Boone.
Was he a Yankees fan?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. But they start pointing at the fan. The fan looks like the smallest person in the city of New York at that time, which I don't think it's the fan's fault that Aaron Boone got thrown out. I mean, the umpire should know. Fans can, within a reasonable.
Well, how is the umpire supposed to know, though? If they're not looking at that time, are they supposed to know the voices of every single manager?
The home plate umpire, Hunter, what's his last name?
Wendelstedt.
Hunter Wendelstedt. He had said that in his explanation, he said he heard something down at the end of the dugout. And that Aaron Boone, as the manager, is responsible for what happens in his dugout and to his team. So that's why Aaron Boone had to go. He does not believe a fan yelled at him when clearly the video shows a fan in a hat and sunglasses and a blue pullover, which he eventually took off, I think, so he didn't get noticed, was the person who yelled something in his general direction about the call.
So imagine if you could throw your voice. You could get people in trouble big time. If you're a ventriloquist, you could throw your voice
Michael
around
Winslow
the room.
Michael Winslow would get everyone kicked out of a stadium.
I mean, do you want me to power rank my favorite?
And then he'd fly the helicopter in.
I can power rank my favorite ventriloquist tomorrow if you want to do it. You want to do it right now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Here we go. Without a doubt, number one, a little bit too blue for some of you family-oriented ventriloquists. Otto and George, rest in peace. The best ever.
Wow.
The guy was vicious. He would say the most vicious things ever. Sherry Lewis. Lamb Chops play along. He was very underrated.
Perfect.
Very underrated. And finally, you know what? I know he's probably too popular for most, but Jeff Dunham has some really good jokes in
no
there.
No thanks.
He has some really good jokes in there.
No thanks.
I know it became very in vogue to rip on him. He had some stuff you couldn't do today.
How about Edgar Bergen, Candace Bergen's father?
Oh. Is that where she got all of her talent?
The look Owen just gave me.
I did not know Murphy Brown would be coming into the show today.
Yeah, I know some stuff, brother.
Send us your power ranking. Favorite ventriloquist.
Oh, there you go. Mackenzie Bard is a ventriloquist. We talked about Edgar Bergen once. That's how I found that out. There you go. What a way to end this show. Big thanks to AC, Austin Carr, Mr. Cavalier. He was wonderful. Big thanks to Danny Cunningham. That was great. We have some audio that I think Lima's going to ask some people tomorrow about that interview. It was great stuff. Sal Palantonio, wonderful about the draft. Listen to that interview, 92.3thefan.com. We have the podcast coming up after the show, the Emerging Podcast Scene, 10:15 on the free Odyssey app, 92.3 The Fan Extra, presented by Extend Technologies, where I wanted to talk about being a paperboy. I don't think Lima's going to allow me to do it. For Big Country, for Jeff, for Mitchapalooza, all Ohio Mitch, for the Slippery Wizard Anthony Lima, I'm Ken Carmen. Have a wonderful day, my friends. Go Cavs. Go Cavs. Go Gardos.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.